Well, as away days go, Steve, it's pretty darn perfect, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good performance, but nothing's changed, you know, in terms of league action. We've been playing exceptionally well, and results have not identified that at time, but the performances have been good, and today was.
Defended superbly well, didn't you? Coming back into the team, Claude Davis, after a little bit of a rusty start, grew into the game superbly.
Yeah, I thought the big man was brilliant, to be fair. I think we know what Francis Zucco's about, you know, and if he's been on fire, if you don't have a physical fight with him, he'll just bully you and he'll dictate the play. And I think Claude took 10 minutes to get going, but when he did, I don't think he missed a header. I don't think he missed a challenge. And he was outstanding, and the big man was hanging in the last couple of minutes when we took him off. But I think he was just indicative of a lot of people out there. A lot of players played exceptionally well.
How close is that for you in hitting the mark, really? I mean, the sum of all parts came together today, didn't they?
Yeah, well, you know, leading up to the game, there was some big decisions with Nards, etc. You know, when we joined the club, Andy, 18 months ago, it had to be a revolution because it wasn't good enough. And now it's a bit evolution. And that's a bit, you know, picking the right players to strengthen us. And we're going to be working on that. But today was a good performance, but we've been playing really well. And we've got some top players in that dressing room. But when they're as tired as they'll be in the morning, they have a habit of winning football matches when they win as hard as that. And, you know, we're without two or three players here today, and, you know, they could also strengthen us as well.
Evolution then. What's the next stage in that evolution? Could anything happen in the next week or so?
We hope so. It's not going to be for the want of trying to do the right things. We've got procedures and processes that we've got to do. We've got a fantastic chairman who pressures me to bring to put no one out, and pressures me every day to bring people in. But I always remind the chairman, and he takes it in the right way. He's a fantastic man. Is that we want to make signings, but they now have to be the right signings. You know, it's not a mass recruitment of players here. It's individual, singled out, well watched, well scouted, talented players if you're going to play in that team, because that's a good team we've got, and these have to be boys that's capable of coming in and grabbing a starting shot.
No pressure to get anybody out, but just to remould the squad, is it under consideration?
No, not at all. I think the chairman fell off his chair when I said I was going to move Nards out. But what you get at Rotherham United with Tony Stewart is you get the opportunity to manage the football side of the business in terms of players. And I said, I didn't sleep for a couple of days with a decision to move Nards out. And people have phoned your programme, and I've listened to some of it and saying there's been a fallout. You couldn't have followed with him, and he couldn't have followed with me, because we had a good relationship, you know. And we're just trying to do something better, something younger, something more. And for us to do that, I've got a responsibility to make sure that I do it within the budgets laid down by the board. And I've never seen a figure, but I have a responsibility to my chairman and my board that we recruit, and we don't just leave people in the cupboard. And, you know, when I joined this football club, until Darren Patterson took control, if you like, for a few weeks, and Ben Pringle was in the cupboard. Nobody'd seen him. And so we make sure that we've got players here that can help us get to where we want to be, Andy. And, you know, we're a very proud football club. We've got a very proud chairman, and he wants to be in the Championship yesterday, but we need to do it in a business fashion as well.
Is part of this process then about maybe tying one or two down and extending a few deals then in the next few weeks?
We've not got many that we have an issue with. We've got a lot of options to extend contracts that are on the football club side. So we don't sit here with any issues, as I know of today. We don't sit with a player that will suddenly be walking at the door at the end of the season. Because if this football club wants to keep them, we have the written contract that says we keep them. So Paul Douglas is a shrewd man as well as being a good man. And he couldn't have any better governor than our chairman.
Back to today then. Has anybody come off today feeling any injuries at all?
No, we've got knocks and bruises and strains, and, you know, but we've got people. I mean, probably Lee Frecklington shouldn't have played today. He's been ill for a couple of days, but Lee Frecklington turns up and works so hard in training. And Michael O'Connor was touch and go up until this morning, and I had to make a decision to play him. And Claude Davis was always going to play when we looked a week ahead, and we seen that Francis Zucco was playing here today, and, you know, that's why Claude didn't play a part at Hartlepool.
So a glass of something good and seeing how Kerry Arneson does then now. Is that the next priority?
Yeah, I've been speaking to the big fella. You know, they were patched to the wall at stages last night. They went down to 10 men. I've spoken to a couple of people internationally wise who watched the game. They said he was outstanding. It don't surprise me. Kerry's outstanding. He's an outstanding player. And more importantly, he's an outstanding young man. He was on the phone to myself and the staff and all the players today, wishing us good luck in behalf of our chairman and everyone else below him at the football club. We wish Kerry and Iceland every success in Croatia on Tuesday night. And I know we've got a Youth Cup tie that we're all going to be watching and looking at, but I can assure you we'll all be listening to BBC intently, listening to what's happening in Croatia.
Well done today. Excellent result.
Thank you. And a safe trip home to every Millers fan. What a support today.